Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday, it's August 25th, it is 2017. It is 15 baseball games here on this wonderful, amazing August 25th slate. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. It's August, and that is why Chris Sale got destroyed by Cleveland on Thursday. But we digress and we move on. And as always on Friday, my co-host is Siege. How you doing, buddy?
Or just BVP there, buddy. Come on now. You're a BVP believer.
Yeah, BVP Chris Sale is not Chris Sale from any years past.
Well, apparently he was.
He was. They got to him. It is what it is, right? You know, bad days, you move on, play the next day.
I beat him, and I'm still struggling. It's really tilting.
I don't even care. The Miami Marlins Philly stack in the early slate with Cobb and Ray. Cool. I had a good morning. Don't have to really worry about what happens on the night slate and, you know, move on.
Yeah, you know what is awesome, though? This NFL kickoff from our sponsor.
Yes, I wanted to talk about that. I've got a text today from one of the owners at Draft, and he's like, man, make sure you check out our bracket tournament we just announced for opening weekend. So if you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, it's playdraft.com. It's /grinders. That way you guys get a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. And this kickoff tournament's awesome. You know, it's a single entry bracket head-to-head tournament. It is $28 entry. There is $50,000 up for grabs in a single entry bracket tournament. This is amazing. It's just, this shows you how much Draft has grown.
It will be over with it.
If you haven't checked out the product, now's the time. Now's the time. I'm going to preach to this. I hope there isn't overlay.
There'll be overlay. I love this draft, but there's overlay.
We might even give away some free like entries. Like I might add on my own PayPal account, like PayPal people $28 for, you know, signing up.
You know what's amazing is that of course this corresponds to like I think it takes 10 weeks to get to the top, right? 2048. Yeah. So like two is the finalist, right? So then you go multiply by two for week two.
Yeah, the finals is on the 18th. It's right before the final. I think if you win, you get a seat into the final. I think that's what the 10K is. I'm almost positive. I could be wrong.
Oh, well, they probably should tell you that. That would make sense. It should probably tell you that.
Yeah, well, we'll get clarity on that and be able to talk about it more on Monday. But if you guys haven't checked out Fantasy Draft, make sure you head on over there, check them out. We got 15 ball games here today. And hey, who won play draft on Monday?
Man, you really beat me when I'm on my way down, huh?
Yeah, what is that? Is that two games in a row?
You know what? I just went on a 6-game streak, you know, like, yeah, you're gonna fight back a little bit. You weren't just gonna lay down like a dead duck. Like, you know, I'm gonna have to earn it again.
Oh, buddy. Oh man. You know what I'm watching right now, and I can't talk about it. Massive spoilers.
Can you send me a message? Because you know I don't have it up.
Yeah, I will send you a message. All right.
And it's Big Brother related, so we won't spoil it for those of you.
Yeah, not gonna spoil it, but you know. All right, let's talk some baseball here. We're gonna get started on this 15-game slate. We got the Mets and Nationals. Jacob DeGrom against AJ Cole. The Nationals definitely not the same team without Harper. What's your thoughts here on Jacob DeGrom?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes.
And this line is going to be really fishy too, and it's just because of how weak the Mets lineup is. I haven't looked at what the line is yet.
There is no line yet.
Oh, because they added Cole late.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, don't be scared if this shows up like -150 or -160. That's just how bad the Mets lineup is.
Yeah. I agree. I think you could actually probably see a line that's, you know, different than that.
You think it could be lower?
Yeah, I think you could see DeGrom maybe like around a 140, 145.
Yeah, I mean, the Nationals lineup is really bad too, so I didn't think it'd get much worse than that. But I won't be scared off of a line here. It's just that's how bad the Mets lineup is. Yeah. Because again, like Conforto got hurt. He separated his shoulders. So, like what was already a weak lineup was getting weaker.
Dom Smith, baby. they are running out of options quick.
You know what's funny? It's like Cespedes has been like the healthy guy this year. Go figure.
I know. He signed that big deal, man. He has to stay healthy.
Yeah.
We look at Washington and, you know, Zimmerman, Murphy, Rendon, they always
– Sorry.
They always worry us, but, you know, definitely not worried enough where I'm going to be scared off DeGrom in the spot. No interest in A.J. Cole, maybe? I don't know. Is there interest in A.J. Cole?
Boy, I don't know. What's the price on Mr. Cole? $6,500. Can we put him in the maybe column?
Depends on what the lineup is, right?
Yeah, it depends what the lineup is. It depends, like, what the Cardinals do. It depends on, like, what Texas does. It depends on what Pittsburgh does. Like, there's a lot of, like, mediocre pitchers on this slate.
We pretty much just said it too. Like, you know, with Conforto going out now, like, this lineup could be really bad.
Yeah, for those of you who want to know what the clapping was, I have Drew Robinson in cash because he was 4,400 and he homered. Like, the first good thing that's happened to me in baseball in 2.5 hours. So I apologize. I forgot I was doing the podcast there for a second.
No problem. You know, you take Conforto out, and Cespedes is the only guy with. Yeah, Cespedes the only guy with over a 200 ISO. Maybe, like,
the problem is AJ Cole's not good at baseball. That's the issue.
Yeah, it's not terrible. He's terrible against lefties.
Mets are gonna have 3 or 4 of those, right?
Like Cabrera, Smith,
Reyes.
Is he back? He hasn't been playing.
I just assumed he was getting benched because he's old, but maybe he's hurt. Oh, you're right. He's hurt.
Yeah, he's out. Because, I don't know, man. Isn't Matt Reynolds a righty too? Like,
okay, but, like, are you going to play A.J. Cole or Jake Odorizzi against St. Louis? Assuming there's no Carp.
A.J. Cole at 6,500 against his Mets lineup. It makes kind of sense.
Yeah, I can't argue with it yet. Like, let's get back to me at the end of the podcast when I've talked through, like, all these. Like, there are – what is this now? Like under 7K, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 options. So there's a lot of mid to low level pitchers we've got to wade through. But get back to me at the end.
Yeah. Mets bats, nobody, right?
Cespedes would be the guy.
I don't even think I can go there. I really don't.
Oh, not at that price. Nope.
Yeah, and then against DeGrom, I'm not really seeing much either.
And by the way, Jeremy got back to me. That's pure cash for that draft tournament.
Pure cash. Love it. Love it.
I do too. Beautiful.
10K up front. Single entry. Don't stink on week one.
Single entry, 10 G's up top in bracket. Man.
That's draft one. Good job.
Oh, man. Customer support, too. The best in the industry. Treat everyone right.
All right. Any Matt or any Nationals bets?
Any Nationals bets? God. Probably Ryan Zimmerman if he's cheap.
Does he have that?
He's not cheap.
No. Nope.
He's got good BVP, which I just looked at. I suspect that he would. But yeah, I don't know if I could pay $3,700 for him. Let's move on.
Seattle at New York, Miranda against Sabathia, 9.5 total here. Two lefties facing off in Yankee Stadium. I'm guessing you don't have any interest in these two guys.
Nope.
All right, let's talk some bats here. We'll start with the Mariners. Nelson Cruz against the lefty.
Segura, if Gary Sanchez catches, which basically is a lock after that fight yesterday, look, Romine's going to get suspended. So Gary's going to have to be behind the plate, and I think they could certainly challenge him.
I gotta watch that fight. I saw messages about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Oh!
I heard there was two fights. I heard they fought again.
They didn't really. The second fight. There's one fight.
Don't tell me about it. I want to watch it.
Oh, man. We should, like, almost pause the podcast right now and let you go watch that.
Nope. I'll watch it right after. I'm watching something intense on my phone as we do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's over, though.
It's not. That's what's interesting. Yeah. Yankees side here, Aaron Hicks, Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, Tyler Austin. Did I leave anybody out?
Todd Frazier. Every time I don't play him, he like hits 45 DK points.
Yeah, that's all fair. Miranda, a guy that has struggled with home runs against righties this season going into Yankee Stadium. He's allowed 26 home runs on 115 innings against righties this season.
Yes, he just got tied by Derek Holland today. He'll probably give away the record back. He'll try to take the lead back tomorrow. But could you see a world in which this Yankee stack busts?
Yes.
I could see it. Yeah, I can too.
Just because of August baseball and they've been hot. Like,
you know, like Miranda throws good, has good stuff. Like, you know, like good stuff can beat the Yankees. You know, I'm not saying it's likely. I'm just trying to think, you know, how likely is that stack to bust on a 15 game slate? You know, you gotta make your preference. There's some bad pitchers coming up too. So it's kind of like, where are you going to slot the Yankees in?
They've been hot. You know, I think you can definitely roll them out there. Yeah. All right, moving on, getting focused back here. Chicago Cubs, Philadelphia Phillies, Jose Quintana against Jared Eichhoff. It's a really interesting game. I wish this was a different ballpark. I really do. Like, 9 total, I really wish this was a different ballpark.
After the Cubs let everyone down today, I think they're in a prime rebound spot tomorrow.
You think so?
I cough against lefties. It's just a thing, isn't it?
I know, and there's so many lefties in this lineup. You know, Jay, Schwarber, Rizzo, Zobris, Amelia, Hayward. They can get Baez a day off and play Hap. Like,
I mean, they could decide to give freaking Bryant a day off even. Like, he was banged up.
Yeah, like, this is not the Jared Eichhoff spot, and I'm a Jared Eichhoff believer. He's really, really good against righties, and he struggles against lefties. You know, you look at the numbers, 362 WOBA against lefties this season, just not good.
No, not good at all. I mean, the Cubs are priced to the roof, but they're priced to the roof for a reason. Hey, our boy Hoskins has got outfield eligibility.
Hoskins has been rolling, man.
Yeah. He's outfield eligible against a lefty. I think he's going to be really popular again today.
Do you want to pick on Jose Quintana?
I don't, but I think people are going to ride the hot streak, don't you?
I think I will. Quintana's biggest issue this season has been home runs to righties. Like, why not take a guy that's been hitting home runs?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just so many good plays. Like, so many.
I think I'd play him as a one-off, and now that I can play him in the outfield. What's your thoughts on Quintana? You have any interest here?
Nah. Philly's too hot.
Let's talk bats. Cubs, Schwarber, Rizzo, Zobris, Avila, Hayward.
Jay,
Hap, if he's in the lineup.
Any lefty that makes the lineup.
Hey, there it is. I was waiting for you to say, wow, Stevie with the hot takes here. That's your go-to.
I was going to, but you know what? I was already mean to you once as a quotient before people think I'm just being a jerk. So I got to keep my middle.
I think
so mean to Stevie.
I think that if anybody is listening to the podcast, they really know that we're just friends and we just give each other a hard time.
Yeah, I would hope so. But, hey, you never know. Again, we might have new listeners. Hi, new listeners.
Again, what have you guys been doing? Especially with NFL coming. This NFL podcast, if you guys missed the NFL podcast last year, it was the nuts.
Julio Jones, Melvin Gordon.
Oh, Theo Reddick. We could keep going.
He got concussed for a quarter. He came back and then he scored again.
Terrell Pryor week where we got him at like 4% owned and he went bonkers.
3K?
Like,
oh, yeah. Man. Oh,
all right, Phillies bats. We talked Hoskin. Is there anybody else?
Tommy Joseph, if he's still underpriced.
Yeah,
fair. He's 2,900. I think he's firmly in play. Maybe on a site where you can play more than one first baseman. But the Phillies are cheap. Like, I really have a hard time arguing against any of these guys. Like, Franco's at 2,800. They all have power. Like, they could all strike out 6 times, but they all have power.
I didn't need to know the Phillies were cheap. That always
annoyed. I didn't need to know that either. But again, that's what happens when you're being responsible. You tell the listeners everything.
Minnesota at Toronto. We got Cologne against Hap. 9.5 total here. Can't play either one of these guys, right?
No, not at all.
Hap, 319 WOBA against righties this season, 1.3 home run per 9. The hard contact, not bad at 30%, but not a lot of soft contact either. XFIP suggests he's been getting a little lucky over his ERA, and the whip is at 1.44. You don't want to see that, especially on sites where you have, you know, you get negative points for walks and hits. Starting with the Minnesota bats, you were telling me that you were really high on Dozier on Thursday night. You go back to the well here against Hap?
Yeah, absolutely. The price is a little tough on DraftKings, but I'm going to try to make it work. 5,100, but yeah, you know, there's enough mid-tier pitching. I should be able to find someone I like and be able to squeeze him in because, you know, he's just been on fire and I'm not going to stop rostering him. He's a second-half guy. He did this last year too where he just got Fuego in the second half.
Yeah, just needs like 500 at-bats or 400 at-bats to get going. That's all.
Hey, it's fine by me.
Kenny's Vargas and then Buxton. Those are the other two guys I'm looking at here. Buxton's been hitting the ball really well.
So first baseman battle, you've got an option here between Vargas at 3,200 or Kendrys Morales at 3,100. Where are you going?
Probably Morales.
I think I am too. Showed a little sign of life there in Tampa.
I don't know. Both these bullpens are really bad.
This game has game stack written all over it.
If Hap gets in a little bit of a trouble here and goes out in the fourth or fifth inning, like – you're getting that bullpen. Minnesota bullpen, if you get to Cologne early, you're getting that bullpen. Like, both these two team stacks are definitely in play.
What's the total here? Nine?
9.5.
Yeah, it looks like that they're very much accounting for that. Yeah, I like myself a stack here. Do not play Jorge Polanco at 4,400. I don't care how hot he's been.
What's it? They just called up a catcher. Graver?
Graver, yeah, he's been playing a lot of first base, but he's catcher eligible still. So, but be careful because he gets pinch hit the first chance they get by Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer, my favorite player.
Now, if he actually catches, that's a different thing, right? Because then it would be Jimenez, and that's like not really a big deal.
Yeah, but you want Jimenez in the lineup too against the lefty.
Yeah, I mean, only two of Jimenez, Garver, and Vargas can play. So,
no, they get a DH, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, you're right.
Yeah, catcher, first base, DH. We get a DH. Yeah. They're going to Toronto.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, we'll have to see what that lineup looks like. All right, Blue Jays side here against Cologne. Stack them up.
I mean, this is one of those teams going to have to go on the list with the Yankees. It's like, okay, what are the odds they bust? What are the odds they hit six home runs? And, you know, what's the ownership going to be?
Two good ballparks, too.
It's going to be like 8 or 9 of these teams today. This kind of reminds me of the Tuesday slate or the Wednesday slate where there was like 10 great stacks and you had a pick.
Yep.
It's like, you know, if you get lucky, if you hit the right ones, it's going to be great. If you don't, it's going to be a bad day.
We're not done yet. Like, there's other spots where we're going to be like, oh, man, another great spot. And speaking of that, Baltimore at Boston, Jeremy Hellickson against Rick Porcello.
See, this is the one I actually don't have much interest in.
No interest on picking on Jeremy Hellickson, who can't throw the ball past anybody.
He's been better.
No interest in throwing or picking on Jeremy Hellickson, the guy that can't throw the ball by anybody.
I wouldn't say no interest. I would say limited interest.
No interest in Devers and Benedini and Betts and
Devers is slumping. He's entering that slump phase.
Oh, good. Good thing he's facing a pitcher that can't throw the ball past anyone.
Fair point. But he does have some strikeout stuff. Like he's been better since he got traded. That Angels game was just a weird 5 home runs that year. That was the weird Angel game where the total is like 11, isn't it?
God, Hellickson's advanced stats are so bad.
But he's been better since he got traded.
I don't disagree, but 7.3% swing and strike rate against lefties this season.
I mean, this comes down to are the Red Sox chalk or are they like the third or fourth offense? My interest in them is the third or fourth offense is a lot higher than if they're the number one go-to.
Fair.
Yeah, there's like so many other spots. Like there's so many good spots. There's so many good spots, and it's just like, like we haven't even gotten a freaking like. I don't even want to spoil it. Can we just keep going? Like, I get it. I can't say it's a bad spot. It's just the Red Sox bats are priced to the nose, and it's just like you're paying full price for them. And the Baltimore bullpen isn't that bad.
What's your thoughts here on Porcello?
Hell no.
Just had to ask.
I just wanted to be. I just want to make it clear in my where I stood.
Now he's been better, but he's still allowing a 40% hard contact rate this season.
Yeah, this is just a bad. He's had a bunch of like decent spots. Like he had a watered Yankee down lineup, and then he had a Cardinals lineup that's not good, and then he had Tampa, and then the White Sox. He didn't even pitch well in that game. So like, he's had a run of really easy matchups, and Baltimore not easy.
Yeah, if you start seeing Baltimore not being on anybody's radar today, they're a really sneaky stack here against Porcello. 37% hard contact against righties this season in this ballpark with all these right-handed hitters. Like, that's a sneaky little stack.
There's a lot of sneaky little stacks today, Stevie. Like, just yeah, it really just comes down to which one do you like the most. Like, yeah, the Red Sox can hit a bunch of home runs. You know, Devers, Benintendi, Betts, Nunez, Hanley. I don't think I'm attacking Bogarts. Moreland is getting hot. I should not ignore Moreland like that. Moreland is getting hot. Graz and I love him today, and then I just couldn't click on the name, and that was a mistake. But we should also see if Rajai Davis cracks the lineup too, because that adds a little speed there to the bottom.
All right, let's move on. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Ivan Nova against Robert Stevenson. 9.5 total here. Stevenson.
Stacks.
What?
Oh, you're not going to recommend Stevenson, are you?
No, I was going to say he's a favorite in this game against Ivan Nova. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, these teams are two good stacks. Again, you know, like Josh Bell, Josh Harrison, you know.
I don't know if I can stack Pittsburgh here.
On the road in Cincinnati against that team.
I know, it's just weird. I guess I do need to mention Stevenson has allowed 7 home runs and 29 innings to righties this season already.
Man, you gotta get a bunch of them.
Like, he's a fly ball pitcher. Robert Stevenson is a fly ball pitcher in Great American Ballpark.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn it.
There's like 19 good spots. Like, honestly, if I say no to a team at any point, I'm probably just going to cross them off. Because yeah, I have 10 other good ones. You said no to Pittsburgh. Just cross them off because we still have – there's still like 7 more good stats we haven't gotten to yet. At least.
Yeah. You look at the Reds here and, you know, Votto, Duvall, Scooter, Schebler.
Hamilton, if he makes contact, Nova doesn't strike anybody out.
Yeah, it's true.
Suarez is red hot, like all of them. I feel like we're going to say the same thing over like 10 times. Eventually, we're going to have to make a decision. But like, a guy who throws the ball in the strike zone against Cincinnati is not what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I agree. And in this ballpark, you definitely want to go there. Don't want to go there, right?
Yeah. Let's pull. Do you have a weather page up?
I can. If not,
I can pull it up real quick.
Like, I have the tab open, yeah.
Okay. I have it open now.
Let's Cincinnati see. Is.
In. Look at that.
Woo, 7 miles an hour. Not gonna scare me off.
It's better than blowing in. It's better than blowing out at 7.
Got a crosswind in Fenway. No wind blowing out anywhere. So the weather's not going to matter today.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Actually, that's not true. There's a really humid spot we'll get to later.
All right, moving on. Kansas City at Cleveland. Jason Vargas against Ryan Merritt. We just saw what the Cleveland Indians can do against left-handed pitching.
I'm going to Vargas. He got very unlucky. 5 days ago against Cleveland? Got babbled pretty hard, but he got 7 Ks and 4 2/3. You're getting a price discount. I'm going to go right back to that well. You know, maybe they left all the runs on the field today with Chris Sale. I'm going back to Vargas. I think the price is too cheap for a guy who just has K stuff against lefties. And has been, you know, neutral home road, hasn't been a big guy at that ballpark. So for me, I will go ahead and roster Vargas today. He's faced him 4 times, averaged 18 DK points. I would gladly take 18 DK points here.
Ryan Merritt on the other side here in AAA this season has a 8.1% swinging strike rate with an 18% K rate. Very small sample size in the bigs this season, but has not been good. He started the season in single A. You know, I think that was rehabbing, but, you know, a 488th pick in round 16 of the 2011 draft and has not really done anything to merit a major league spot. But hey, he is pitching in the bigs today.
I mean, I will say this Kansas City lineup could be watered down if Moose is out.
Yeah, but it's a lefty, so.
Merritt's a lefty?
Yeah, Merritt's a lefty.
Oh, well, shit. That completely changes my analysis.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a lefty.
Good. You're right. I was going to just completely embarrass myself, so I'm glad you saved me.
All right, let's talk bats. The Royals here, Whit Merrifield, Lorenzo Cain, Salvador Perez.
Yeah, Salvador Perez is the go-to option, 3,400 against a lefty.
Oh, that is a good price.
Yeah, and you know I love me some Salvador Perez. So.
Yeah, I don't hate Salvi. And on the road, so you might get that fifth at bat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't really see anything outside of that. Bonificio is better against righties. And looking at the Indians, I know you like Vargas. Is there any Indians bats that you like?
I'm not paying through the nose for Cleveland in this spot. No way. Dire if you needed someone, but like these 15 games, you're not going to need someone.
Yeah, I really don't see myself going to the Indians here. What's Jay Bruce's price? Do you have that up?
4,700.
Yeah, that's too high. San Diego at Miami, Travis Wood against Adam Conley, 9 total here. Travis Wood against the Marlins. You know, there's this one right-handed hitter in Miami that really hits left-handed pitching really well.
Is it JT Realmuto?
He's hitting lefties really well this season. You got it right, man.
Hey, I'm telling you, expert. Adam Conley chalk, I have a feeling, is going to be a thing today.
I hope.
I can't do it.
I hope so.
Guy has been so hot or cold this year. Like, yeah, he's had some good starts, but he's also just put out some massive stinkers.
They're going to roll out like 7-8 righties in this lineup. Why would you touch Conley here? He has a 343 wOBA with a 35% hard contact against righties.
Because everyone just plays guys against San Diego blindly.
Like, there's spots to pick on San Diego. Don't get me wrong, but this is not one of those spots for me.
I agree. But I suspect Adam Conley but will get some buzz.
He's an 11% walk rate against righties, 16% K rate. Like, there's nothing on these stats that I would want to play against a left or right-handed heavy team.
I'm with you, but I can just see coming off the good start, they'll be like a weak lineup, and they're just going to go ahead and do it. I mean, I could be wrong. But, like, there's without a slate where I don't see, like, this obvious mid-tier guy, I think he could be it. Now, I guess it could be everyone's favorite chalk play that we'll get to, which I guess is a possibility. But I just there's always a lot more Adam Conley love than I have.
We look at the bats from San Diego. We've talked about so many good spots. Is there any one-offs? Because I don't think you're stacking anybody in this game.
Is Perella still free? Yeah, Perella's still free, 2,400.
What about your boy Dusty Coleman, shortstop against the lefty?
He's cooled off.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. He had to cool off.
Yeah, Perella would be the guy I would target. And I actually might have some shares at that price.
Miami, Stanton.
Yeah, he's very good at the baseballs.
Very good at the baseballs indeed.
5,700 is not priced high enough for a guy with 60 home runs. Just that's not high enough. He should be over 6K.
All right, Ozuna's numbers are down against lefties this season. Like, I think it's Stanton and Perella, and that's it for me in this game.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Miami stacks in play. You know, it's on the list.
That list is getting longer and longer. Colorado at Atlanta, Chad Bettis against Julio Teheran. 9 total here. Any interest in either one of these guys?
Nope.
All right, let's talk some bats here. Colorado, best team in baseball as far as team wOBA goes when they're at home, 28th when they're on the road. Charlie Blackmon and Nolan Arenado are just good everywhere.
Para and Gonzo in this park. I love this stack. This is one of the stacks that I have circled as a stack that if it's going to be 1% to 2%, I want. Just a lot of home run upside here. Yeah, they're bad on the road, but this is a very hitting-friendly environment for all these lefties. And we know Arenado can hit home runs against anyone, so I have interest here.
Man, I love stacking in this ballpark.
And you could definitely do it with the Braves, too.
Yeah, against Chad Bettis. I can't remember. Wasn't he like a massive ground ball guy last year?
I think he is a massive ground ball guy.
Let's see, in 2016, 51%. Yeah, he was a ground ball guy last year. not enough sample size this year. It was 186 innings last year. We've only seen him 14 innings this year. He's not a big swinging strike guy. He's not a big K guy. You know, Freddie Freeman is always on my list.
Yep.
But we talked about all those first basemen already. I don't know. Freddie Freeman in this ballpark is always
fantasy draft. Well, you can play them all.
That is true. You play all five of them, and they won't cut you out of a live final. Detroit Tigers at Chicago White Sox, Justin Verlander at Miguel Gonzalez, or against Miguel Gonzalez. 8.5 total here. I kind of like Justin Verlander today.
Boy, you're going to have to explain this one to me.
I kind of like this spot. Some of the advanced stats definitely favor Verlander. I haven't looked at pricing. Is he expensive?
Through the nose. 11.9. Yeah.
He's the second highest price. Damn it, DraftKings.
I mean, with the BVP that the White Sox have at the top of that order, after he was getting into it with Victor Martinez during the brawl after how it was handled, like they had to get separated in the dugout. Like,
that's gonna come out pissed off.
Yeah, which means you could overthrow it and just hang one to Abreu again. He's already hit 4 home runs off you. I understand it, but I can't pay through the nose for him. I can't.
Well, it makes sense that Abreu hits home runs off him. Abreu hits home runs off fly ball pitchers, and Verlander's a fly ball guy.
Yeah, I can't pay 11.9. Like,
well, no, I'm not paying more for Verlander than DeGrom. Right under Greinke, like.
And there's mid tier guys too. Like, there's actually a couple mid tier guys.
Oh man, I really wanted to play Verlander today. I might get some exposure to him on play draft. Anyway, Miguel Gonzalez. God, is he in play here? His numbers are actually down against righties this season. 12% K rate. I can't do it.
How cheap is he? Nah, he's in the tier, like the Walker Odorizzi tier. I can't do that.
I can't wait to talk about Walker Chalk.
The problem is it's good chalk.
I know. Tigers, there's nothing really standing out to me here for the Tigers against Miguel Gonzalez.
We don't even know what the hell the lineup's going to be, who the hell's going to get suspended. So,
you mentioned Jose Abreu. I like this.
Oh, yeah. Can we go back to the Yankees? Wait a minute. Total brain freeze.
I know Romine.
Yeah, but so is Gary Sanchez.
Is he going to be suspended?
Spoiler alert, since I don't want Stevie, take off your headphones. I'll give you the signal. Gary Sanchez is obviously getting suspended for the sucker punch. So it's going to be a AAA catcher. So, like, that lineup's super weak. Okay, you can put your headphones back in now.
All right. I took them out. I don't want to know about the fight.
Right, because it was directly related. So I had to, like, tell you.
I figured. The White Sox here, like, Abreu, and that's kind of it for me.
Yeah. I just, 11.9 for Verlander.
All right, let's move on. Tampa Rays, St. Louis Cardinals, Jake Odorizzi against Michael Wacha. 9 total. Interesting game here. Man, both these pitchers are kind of interesting.
Does Odorizzi still have his reverse split problem?
I was just kidding. Waka's interesting because I think he's in play, and Jake Odorizzi is in play because I want to stack every single one of these bats against him.
Yeah.
Like what I did there?
Yeah, I mean, he's 337 Woba, 257 ISO on 237 BABIP for Jake Odorizzi, like
45% hard contact rate, 2.45 home run per 9. And you got to remember half his games are in Tampa, like
28% line drive rate.
He just sucks against righties.
Yeah, and with Matt Carpenter maybe out one more day, that's an extra ready they're going to add.
Yeah, we'll talk about the bats in a second. Let's talk Michael Wacha. Your favorite guy, man.
Here's the problem. It's good chalk. If he's not broken, it's good chalk.
Should pitch well here. If you're fading him, you're probably fading him because of the ownership.
And the lefties that can just absolutely destroy his soul. Duda, Dickerson, and Kiermaier. Duda,
Morrison, Kiermaier.
Like, God.
People keep forgetting Souza has a 300 ISO against random pitching this season.
I'm going to have to fade Waka one more time. Oh, man.
Listen, if I pull up projected ownership tomorrow, shout out to Chris Cimino.
He's
pull
the
it up,
chalk. He's going to be the chalk. There's no doubt he's the chalk.
If he's anywhere over 30%, I'm fading him.
Of course he's going to be. How can he not be?
I'm just going to fade him.
Unless people are going to play Kenta Maeda in like his 70 pitches again.
People love playing the Dodgers pitchers.
They love playing Michael Wacha too. What the hell is Kenta? Oh, Kenta Maeda is 10K, so no one's going to play him. It's Michael Wacha chalk day.
Choo-choo! Fade train is aboard. I've made my money this season on fading him. I'm okay with just keep on doing it. I don't care. God. He's burned me like one or two times. Like, whatever.
He burned me once in that 40. The one time I thought about playing him the first time, he put up 40, and I was just like, ugh. He can put up 40 in a spot if he has it going. And he can put up negative 10 at this. If like, I think I'm more interested in a race stack than I am like, oh, wait a minute. Duda and Morrison can't play. Well, fudge.
I love this slate. Oh, this slate is all about making the right decision at the end of the day.
They're not playing Lomo in right, right? Or left.
Well, who would they sit? They're going to sit Dickerson, Souza, Kiermaier?
I think it's Souza, I guess.
But he has a 300 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. He has 27 home runs. I think all of them are against righties.
Yeah, but Waka has massive platoon splits.
Can't remember if he has them all against
153 ISO on a 290 BABIP. 4.2 Sierra against right-handed or left-handed bats. 315 are righties.
Oh, he hit one against the lefty. He has 27 home runs this season. 26 of them come against righties.
Who, Souza?
Souza.
I still like the mini stack of whoever makes that team because, like, Duda's 36, Lomo's 36.
Here, let me make more of an argument for Steven Souza. His home ISO against right-handed pitching this season is 263. His away ISO against right-handed pitching this season is 325.
It's 4,300 on DraftKings. It's going to be so hard for me to click his name. Well, like I'm gonna have to play a three man Souza Dickerson whichever first baseman plays because Dickerson's 3,500.
He's been cheap for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he actually like finally like showed some signs of life those last couple games against Toronto.
He did this with the Rockies too. He would be such like a streaky hot or cold guy.
Yeah, I know, and I have a feeling he's about to get hot like right now. I like the Tampa. I like that Tampa mini stack. I have no idea how I could combine it with another stack, but. I got to find a way because, man, that three-man sounds like it's going to go. Maybe I'll go play some play draft tomorrow. Go drive across the border.
There you go.
That sounds
get in that bracket tournament. It might fill.
Dude, I do want to sign up for that thing right away.
I do too. I already put mine in. Like I was like, okay. I got to just go ahead and lock this up so I don't forget.
Yeah, like last thing you need to have is not get in that thing with all the great production.
I'd be so
pissed off too. I might go for a draft.
All right, looking at the Cardinals' bats here against Odorizzi. We talked about his reverse splits. He's been really bad against righties this season. DeJong, 261 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. We know Matt Carpenter. Tommy Pham's been hitting righties. But the non-obvious ones are Randall Grichuk. He's a guy that nobody likes to play because he bats ninth. But he has a 231 ISO, and he's been hitting the ball really well lately. So I really like, looking at some of these Cardinals' bats. And if, like, maybe if Carpenter sits, we get Grichuk up a little bit or can do the wraparound or something like that.
I think I'm stacking the Cardinals. Like, that's a team that's really high on the list because, it's not like an obvious spot. They're priced down, and we know Odorizzi has this problem with right-handed bats. And if the total is 9, it means the weather in St. Louis is going to be pretty good for hitting. It's probably going to be in the 80s, I would suspect. It is going to be – yeah, it's going to be in the 80s, high 70s with a pretty decent humidity, so – yeah, I kind of like this spot.
Giants at Arizona. Ty Blotch against Zach Greinke. 9 total. Greinke, a massive favorite. -233. I'm guessing no Ty Blotch for you.
No, I assume Arizona is the de facto chalk here, as much as there's chalk on a 15-game slate.
The word chalk when it comes to hitters today, I think, is just out of the question.
I don't think it's out of the question.
We've talked about 8 stacks that I've written down.
Yeah, I think 3 of them are going to eat up all the ownership, and like the other 5 are going to be unowned.
All right, before we talk batters here, what's your thoughts on Greinke?
Kind of like him here.
Kind of have to, right? Like, since all the call-ups have come up, the Giants have been striking out more. Like, the upside's there for Greinke in this spot, and he's just been filthy.
Yeah, it definitely depends on the lineup. I will be an eye on that, but I do like Greinke even at this very elevated price. But it's kind of worth it because he's such a huge favorite.
Giants bats, I don't see anything here.
Let's talk about the Diamondbacks bats.
Talk about it. You know, we look at a lefty on the hill, we instantly think J.D. Martinez, Paul Goldschmidt.
A.J. Pollock.
Brandon Drury.
Adam Rosales.
Chris Iannetta.
Yeah, it's probably where it ends.
Yeah, I was out. That was it. I
love that cut out Marte, but I just was like, I can't say that name.
No, you yeah. Yeah, you kind of have to, you know, consider Arizona here today. Like J.D. Martinez, especially him and Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, they're all very good hitters.
Texas Rangers, Oakland Athletics, A.J. Griffin against Kendall Graveman. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse as we keep going here.
You think this is worse?
Yes. You play Chris Davis with a K on every freaking team you build today.
I meant the other side.
Oh, Kendall Graveman.
He was good before he got hurt.
The problem is, like, I was just looking at A.J. Griffin's stats against righties.
A.J. Griffin's terrible. The question is, Kendall Graveman, is he actually okay? Because, like, you look at his, like, he obviously, like, okay, like, San Fran wasn't right. That was his first start coming off the DL. He got shelled in the minors. We talked about stacking him that day. So, like, I kind of want to throw that out. He had, like, a 10 ERA in the minors. And then he pitched okay in Seattle, 5 2/3, 3 earned runs. 7 innings, 2 earned runs against Baltimore. 6 innings, 2 earned runs against Houston. Like, you know, Texas can be hot and cold.
I don't think I can play Graveman, but I don't think I'll stack against him.
Guy has massive home road splits this season too, but I guess it's limited sample size alert, but still 2.97 ERA at home.
I can't believe I'm actually going to legitimately say this, and these words are actually going to come out of my mouth, but I think I'd rather play AJ Cole than I'd play Kendall Graveman. I already know I'm making my bet on this slate with AJ Cole. I know that's going to happen.
I mean, I think those two are like the top of the under 6,500 class.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else. I was just looking at that too. You know, we talked about Merritt, we talked about Blatch, we talked about Miranda, Hellickson, Stevenson, Eichhoff, Cologne. Those guys are all terrible. We're gonna talk about how bad AJ Griffin is here in a minute. Parker Breadwell gets Houston, Travis Wood against Miami. Like, you know, we just limited everybody down there outside of Cole and Graveman. Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
And Graveman's in a good ballpark too. That, you know, that's why the 9.5 total kind of worries me here.
Well, the wind's blowing out.
Yeah.
And it's humid as hell, but it's also cold. I mean, Chris Davis with a K, I agree on the other side. I have interest. I don't know how much interest, but I have interest.
All right, AJ Griffin this season, 354 wOBA against righties, 39% hard contact. He's allowed 10 home runs and 34 innings to righties. Against lefties, the numbers not as bad. 314 wOBA, 34% hard contact, still a 1.78 home run per nine. He is a massive fly ball guy with a very, very tiny strikeout rate.
Yeah.
Let's talk bats. Anything standing out to you here for the Rangers?
No.
I just don't see anything. I really don't.
Drew Robinson, the GOAT. Drew Robinson, the hero.
Saving your night. One home run at a time.
Yeah, really is.
Oakland, though, really like Oakland here. Gosh, I don't know if I could pull the trigger on the slate, but this would be the slate.
I was just thinking, man, if I was any good at this sport, I'd pull the trigger on Oakland here as the late night hammer.
I feel like I'm going to have to.
AJ Griffin doesn't have any swing strike ability, right?
Against righties, it's like 21% K rate.
Yeah, but it's on a 9% swing strike rate.
That sounds like he's running good.
Yeah. Man, and that Rangers pen is so bad.
I know. I just...
All right, let's do it.
I want to.
They're free, too. They're all free.
Can I play two top pitchers with them?
Maybe.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Matt Joyce is the highest Oakland player.
baseball. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Jed Lowry's 4K. Yeah, okay.
Oh, and you can play Olsen in the outfield now?
You can play him at first. There's no one else at first onto Oakland there.
I know, but then I leave my first base open for all those amazing first basemen that we talked about already.
Yeah, right. Looks doable.
Oh, you could do it. You could definitely do it.
Oh, Chad Pinder is still shortstop eligible, but they slid him over the outfield too. That's kind of helpful.
Oh, Oakland. How many times have you burned me this season? One more.
I gotta be honest. Oakland could show up as sneaky chalk at this cheap price if you could pay up with two pitchers.
Chris Davis, 3,900.
Yeah, he should be popped over there. I don't think Oakland's gonna be as sneaky as we think it is right now, unfortunately. Which is good because it will load some of the ownerships on some of those other stacks that are expensive that we like.
Oh my gosh, it works. All right.
Oh, yeah, it works. What you want to have work works.
All right, Houston at Los Angeles, taking on the Angels. Colin McHugh, Parker Breadwell, 9 total. This game kind of just stinks.
Mike Trout versus curveball. Mike Trout versus curveball.
Yeah.
He obliterates Colin McHugh for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
All right, so my question for you is Mike Trout at 5,500 or Stanton at 5,700?
Both. I play both. Mike Trout, 6-for-21 with 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 dongs. No, I'm not fading him, and you're not talking me into it. No.
I'm not going to try to talk you off fading him. Are you kidding me? It's Mike Trout. I would never try to talk anyone.
You just said Stanton or Trout.
I was implying
that Stanton was better than Trout.
I was just asking you who you'd rather have.
And I didn't like the tone of your question.
Your question sucked.
Didn't like the tone of it.
Just say it. Your question sucked.
Yeah, I've got to be nicer to you. You know, I don't need the hate tweets.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm glad people hate tweet you. Man, CJ, why are you being so mean?
I know, tweet, right? Oh.
Tweet at the CJ DFS. Tell him how much you hate him. Oh, I love Fridays. All right. Oh. Outside of Trout. Parker Breadwell's not good, but he's been able to keep the ball in the ballpark against righties. He has a 256 WOBA in 43 innings. Oh, I hate even remotely thinking about not playing Houston here, but I don't think I'm going to play Houston here.
I mean, they're in play. I don't think I play them, but they're in play anytime that they're on the slate.
Every time they're on the slate, they're in play. Yeah, you're 100% right. Don't think I can go there.
I don't think I can go there either, but they are firmly in play.
All right. Brewers, Dodgers, Chase Anderson, Kenta Maeda, 8 total. Kenta Maeda, massive favorite at 180. No and no, right?
Are we sure about the Dodgers? Are we sure about Chase Anderson as a no?
Like, what's his pitch count? He just came off the DL, didn't he?
Threw 73 at Coors.
Yeah, I don't know. I worry about his pitch count.
No Bellinger. The Dodgers have been sliding at best lately.
He's a reverse split pitcher, too, if I remember correctly. Let me pull that up.
Poor Rich Hill's no-hitter because they couldn't score a single run off Trevor Williams. Like
Chase Anderson was really good before he got hurt. I worry about how many pitches he's going to throw in this game.
Even if he throws 90.
Yeah, but he's 8,400.
I don't know. I see a good start in Coors, and I just get so interested again.
I see 73 pitches, and I'm like,
I don't know.
Like, I can make the argument if he was 6,400, we would be talking about it a lot more.
If he was 7,400, I certainly would be in.
But 84.
These pitchers suck, Stevie. At some point, I have to play someone.
Yeah, AJ Cole, baby. AJ Cole, bring it home for me.
I tried AJ Cole YOLO. I tried it once.
I'll let you know how it works out about what time do they play? They play at 7 o'clock. I'll let you know about 8 o'clock.
Oh, man. I guess he did treat me all right in that start. Stupid Babbitt, though, coming way better.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm going there. Like, we talked about, like, we would talk about it at the end of the podcast. Like, I just don't see anything else. And if this Mets lineup projects how it should actually come out, like.
I think I'm just going Jason Vargas.
It's fine.
God, the pitching on this slate is so bad. But, like, these guys are at least, like, a decent quality that someone's going to pop and throw a gem.
And then Maeda on the other side here. What's your thoughts?
I'm not paying $10,000 for Kenta Maeda next.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown over 100 pitches
since his last time.
June?
Yeah, at least June.
I think it was actually before that, but yeah.
He went on the DL the last time he threw 100 pitches. Legit.
Love the Dodgers. Somebody sent out a troll tweet to the Max yesterday where they were like, I really hope Rich Hill pitches into the 12th inning just to troll Roberts. I think it was our buddy Eric Green.
Man, that's – God, I couldn't finish that. I couldn't score one run for the guy. Ugh.
Good. I blame the coach.
He kept him in.
I know. I still blame the coach.
Pulls him, he can't get it ready. Keeps him in, he can't do it right. Poor guy. Dave Roberts always going to have a special place in my heart.
All right. Let's play some play draft. Got a two-game win streak going on to
Yasin. This is a must-win game for me. Must-win.
Must-win?
This is a must-win.
Let's see. Two people. Unlimited time. There you are. Create. First pick is actually kind of important today, in my opinion. All right, I send it.
I actually don't think it's that important, so that's interesting. Do
you think it is? I think it's very important.
Interesting. I'll
tell you why in a minute.
I could not. Well, unless you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking, I don't think it's that important. Well, you have the first pick, so enlighten me why you think it's so important.
I can't tell you I know.
You have the first pick.
No, but I can't tell you I know.
Why can't you tell me right
I'll
now?
Tell you after the first round's over.
I'm really confused now. Why is the first pick so important to Stevie?
I'm going to let you pick your pitcher. I just looked at the list, and I just don't love it.
Wow, you're going to let me get...
I'm going to let you pick your pitcher. Go for it.
Man, I know you're goading me because you want Stanton and Trout, but I think I might let you have it.
Yeah, you could get Granky DeGrom.
I know you're just trying to bait me so you can get Trout fucking Stanton.
I just took Trout.
Oh, so Stanton and whatever. What are my options?
Trout was the first pick overall.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do. The question is, can I let you do it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up. You're taking Goldschmidt Trout if I take two pitchers. I'm not an idiot. Can I let you do that? I think I should.
I think you should too.
I come back. I can get JD, Judge, Cruz, or Freeman.
Oh, I did want to note that Brian McCann got activated from the DL Thursday. He should be in the lineup Friday against the Angels. He's really cheap on DraftKings.
Yeah, you know what? There's just too many hitters. Like, I get that those hitters are the best guys, but I can't pass up on, like, a pitching slate that's this bad. I have to take DeGrom and Greinke here. You can go ahead and take the three best hitters on the board. I know that that's like massive upside for you, but it just I just can't pass up on, like, there's two obvious options. I can't pass on taking both. He takes Stanton and he takes Goldschmidt.
I do not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I'm really happy that I did that then.
Oh, good.
JD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like JD, just a slight more than I like Goldschmidt.
That's fine.
You're not going wrong with either guy.
Yeah, I will then go ahead and take Goldschmidt.
JD's numbers are just insane against pitchers that just don't strike anybody out. And then you add in a lefty.
Yeah, and I'm going to get Freddie Freeman against Bettis, and then I'll get Chris Davis with a K. I just think I have too much upside here. You know, like, I get what Stevie did. He took the three best hitters on the board, but now he's just got complete junk here at pitcher.
I do got complete junk.
I'm happy with this one no matter how it turns out. I think I made the right decision.
All right, can't play this guy in salary format, so I'll get a little hedge life going.
Quintana. Oh, Maeda.
And then... I do got a 2-game lead again. God, realistically, I should take Michael Wacha here.
Please take Michael Wacha.
I know, but that's who I should take.
Hedge life. You're going to have zero DFS shares. You may as well hedge life.
I'm going to take the other guy that I really wanted to play today, and his price was too much.
Damn it. I was hoping you weren't going to notice him. Damn it.
Of course. I noticed him.
He was really far down there, man. He wasn't on the primary screen. Scroll.
Why I wanted second pick today, not first pick, is I wanted Stanton and Trout, and it kind of worked out that way anyway.
Oh, you wanted the second pick.
I did want the second pick.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted the first pick, and I got so confused. I was like, I don't
know. No, because I thought if you got first pick, you'd take Greinke, which
I would have.
Logically.
Yeah, but the problem is then you would have given me Goldie and JD, and you would have been in a real problem there.
Yeah, that's true. But I wanted my lineup to be based around Trout and Stanton today. If it works out, it works out. I think Stanton and Trout could outscore pitchers on the slate.
I agree, but you know, like, I have so much upside with Goldie, Freddie, and Chris Davis that, like, I have such a pitching advantage. I'll take the over on the 1.7 pitching points that the fantasy draft is projecting me for the lead with. I don't think so.
All right. Let's play some home run derby and then let's get out of here on this wonderful Friday. No NASCAR this weekend, so I get to relax this weekend, play some poker, go to Topgolf.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I just want to keep reminding you I'm going to Topgolf.
You have never been there. You don't even understand. Like, anyone who's been there understands, like, how mean it is when someone's like, hey, I'm going to Topgolf. It's a definition of mean.
That's right. All right, let's play some home run derby. I don't know whose turn it is to go first, so I'll let you go first.
You don't know whose turn it is, so.
I got some awesome ones today.
Some home run derby picks. All righty. Let's go with. Let's go with Corey Dickerson.
All right. I'm going to go with Matt Chapman.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to abide by that. And then I am going to go. Oh, you took him in the draft. Hold on.
You were going to get vetoed either way.
I don't think it was who you think it was. I was going to take Freeman.
Still would have been vetoed.
I know this is going to be a veto, but Devers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I'll take Nintendo then.
Yeah, that's the problem with the veto. The problem, if you'd already used your veto, I certainly would have let you have it and taken the other one. But I knew that if I let you have Devers, you were going to veto.
I just wanted the Red Sox against Ellison.
I did too.
Mitch Moreland's hot.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely playing Devers.
Did I take Blackman in the draft or did I skip him?
I haven't pulled up. Yeah, you can take him.
All right, I'll take Blackman.
All right.
And let's go with, in honor of our mutual friend, PML, I'm going to take Hoskins.
I'm going to have some Hoskins exposure. And the veto is so powerful on this show that I'm going to veto that.
Wow. God.
I'm going to let it keep running. This guy's made me so much money over the last, like, week and a half.
Oh, man. Like, the guys I want to take, like, I just don't know if they're – I'll take Kendrys Morales, actually.
I like that one. Man, who to take, who to take, who to take? Oh, I'm going to say Aaron Hicks.
Okay. That's
all the way back to that game.
All right.
That's it, man. Friday, wonderful Friday. You know, you still got your NFL coaching thing going on?
I do. Yeah, I've got a bunch of, you know, getting near that point. So if you want to get everything done by that you should get done by the regular season, hit me up soon. I got lots of slots available, but a lot of homework and stuff I would like you guys to do. So, you know, get yourself ready for week one because tournaments are coming from everywhere. 50K single entry on draft. That's nuts.
The nuts. I'm promoting the hell out of it. So
that's gonna be so much fun.
If you listen to the podcast every day,
please just don't get eliminated week one.
Dude, we totally need a side bet.
And who makes it longer?
Who makes it longer? That's gonna happen.
Yeah. All right, that'll definitely happen.
All right, so yeah, I forgot, man. We play a football game too. 300 yards, 100 yards rushing, 100 yards receiving. Yeah, I like that game.
I do like that game. And then we're gonna have play drafts. Oh man.
Oh, yeah. Play drafts for football season are going down. That's for sure. All right, let's get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. We're going to get out of here. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys again on Monday.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.